This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 294 for Friday, March 4th. Ice canola futures are mixed on Thursday as the old crop months pull back while the new crop positions are rising. The May canola contract loses $8.50 at $1,074.80 per ton. The July contract is down $4.40 at $1,051.60 per ton, while new crop November is up $4.90 at $895. There's support for canola coming from increases in European rapeseed and Chicago soy meal. More gains in global crude oil prices are lending support to edible oils. However, losses in Chicago soybeans and soy oil, along with weakness in Malaysian palm oil, are weighing on values. A trader says several countries are either scaling back their biofuel blending requirements or forgoing them for the time being. With a number of shortages, the oil seeds are being diverted to food use. The war in Ukraine continues to push North American wheat upward. The trader says the gains in wheat and other grains and oilseeds is predicated on the Chicago May wheat contract. He says when that contract eventually bursts, everything else will tumble down with it. The Canadian dollar is lower, with the loonie at 78.63 U.S. cents compared to Thursday's close of 78.96. The United States Department of Agriculture says there are three private sales of soybeans today. One is for 106,000 tons to China, another is for nearly 109,000 tons to Mexico, and the third is for 125,000 tons to unknown destinations. Trading will be positioning ahead of the March supply and demand estimates from the USDA on March 9th. Ending stocks for soybeans, corn, and wheat are widely expected to be cut by varying degrees due to the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Friday. The May contract drops back 7 cents at $16.60.5 per bushel. May soy oil loses about 2 cents at 72.8 U.S. cents per pound. May soy meal gains $7 at $4.60.40 per short ton. Corn futures are higher on Friday as the May contract is up 6.5 cents at $7.54 per bushel. Chicago oats are slightly lower as the May contract dips a penny at $6.65. The U.S. wheat complex is again much stronger, with Chicago May locked limit 75 cents at $12.09. Kansas City May jumps 64 cents at $12.14.5. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis May rises 19 cents at $11.37. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Friday, March 4th. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.